Best pickleball paddles for intermediate players by pickleballcontrol.com. Top-rated pickleball paddles for intermediate players. Performance meets affordability. Pickleball is taking off. It's a game that can be played by people of almost every age and is fun for every skill level. And it's also a growing competitive league. That being said, there's one massive choice that is totally on you, your paddle. For the intermediate level player, you're going to want a good paddle, but you aren't going to want to pay elite pricing. Your paddle will drastically affect your ability to control the ball, the power you can hit with, and even how much fun you have. In this article, you'll find a few of the best paddles for pickleball. Selected for the intermediate player, I'll break down every part of that paddle, weight, grip size, and materials to help you understand how each of these might affect you and your game. What defines an intermediate player in pickleball? At the intermediate stage, a player has a wide arsenal of skills, but continually works on executing that list better. The only way to practice lobs, dinks, and spins is by getting reps. Players may struggle with power, returning power, lobs, third shot drops, and overall touch volleys. The types of difficult shots can also help in understanding what type of material and design fit your playing style. Essential features that affect paddle performance. Weight. This is an important factor that you should consider when picking a paddle because it affects how your paddle performs. Using a lightweight paddle will enable you to move it around with ease, making it ideal for people who want to adjust their paddles quickly to account for pickleball's fast-paced nature. However, some people prefer a heavier paddle because it allows them to have a more powerful and stable swing. Grip circumference. This is also an important feature that can affect how comfortable you feel and how well you can control a paddle. It is important to have the right grip so that you don't lose it when you play, but having a grip that is too large for your hands could lead to extra strain because you have to grip it that much harder in order to keep it from falling off your hand. This can lead to effects like a sore hand and injury if not attended to properly. There are two ways to measure your ideal pickleball grip size. One, use the finger test, quick method. Hold a paddle in your dominant hand, slide the index finger of your opposite hand between your fingertips and palm on the grip, if it fits snugly. Good grip size. If there's too much space or it's too tight, adjust up or down. Two, measure from palm to fingertip, precise method. Measure from the middle crease of your palm to the tip of your ring finger. This number in inches roughly equals your ideal grip circumference. 4-4-1-4, small grip. 4-3-8-4-1-2, medium grip. 4-5-8-4-3-1-4, large grip. Three, consider your play style. Smaller grips, try more wrist action, spin, and control. Larger grips provide more stability, less strain, better for power shots. Materials. The materials for a paddle's handle affect how comfortable you feel when you use it. On the other hand, the material used for the paddle face will affect how long the paddle lasts as well, and the weight of the paddle. For most paddles, the newest materials are made from foam core technology, honeycomb core, carbon fiber faces, and Kevlar-infused composites. Shape can affect the sweet spot or the overall shot you make when playing a game. Different shapes include traditional char standard, elongated, wide body, blade, and teardrop. In the end, you may want to consider a combination of two or three of the above features when picking a pickleball paddle before deciding on one that fits your skill level and is ideal for your game. Our top picks for performance and affordability. If you are an intermediate pickleball player trying to step up your pickleball game, you need to choose the right paddle. Some of the top-rated pickleball paddles in the market include the Selkirk Amped S2 pickleball paddle. The paddle has a balanced weight and a large sweet spot that guarantees you perfect shots. You can get this paddle for approximately $150. The Paddletech Tempest Wave Pro Pickleball Paddle is another outstanding choice. With a price tag of approximately $160, this paddle will provide you with the perfect blend of a power spin and extraordinary control. Each of these paddles is made of materials that improve their quality and durability. Top paddle brands. Finding the right balance. In terms of performance characteristics, weight, material, and grip, you get what you pay for. Higher-priced paddles tend to be made of more advanced materials like carbon fiber or other high-quality foam, so they offer great power and control. Buy from trusted brands that are highly rated. Selkirk, Jula, CRBN, Paddletech, and 6-0 are just some of the brands we trust. Choosing the correct paddle is particularly important if you are an intermediate player looking to step up your game. You probably have a foundational skill set you've developed and will now want to start to get better performance, but without breaking the bank. Your game can be affected in a major way depending on the control, power, and overall gameplay of the pickleball paddle you pick. So, the weight, grip size, and material of the paddle become serious factors to consider when making your purchase decision. In this season, consider your style of play and the kind of player you are. If you drive the ball with a lot of force and like to pick your spots, you'll probably want a very economical, heavy paddle. If your game is all about touch, then a small, lightweight paddle might be your best bet.